Well, so moving on to the next big issue this week, and it's really kind of a continuation of the issue we discussed last week, and that is Edward Snowden. You know, new revelations this week about U.S. spying on the United States, spying on its European allies. There's been outrage from France, from Britain, from Germany. There are now trade agreements that are perhaps in jeopardy of not being signed. You know, what... Isn't this just normal intelligence gathering? Why is this such a big deal, Rebecca? And where is this getting Edward Snowden as he continues to leak these stories and leak these documents?
Well, it's perhaps not helping his reputation here very much, certainly amongst administration officials. Der Spiegel, the German magazine, came out and said that they had information about this. We're working to confirm it, but many of the officials across Europe have, as you mentioned, come out and blasted the United States for this, that there have been wiretappings, listening to phones, that sort of thing. And I think it's important to think about the context of Europe. This is, in many cases, many societies that deal with privacy much different than we do. They often err on the side of privacy and over security. You know, Germany in particular has a history where they are very sensitive to these sorts of issues. And now to hear and perhaps be confirmed that they're one of their allies is, in fact, spying on officials here in D.C., spying on officials there in Germany and elsewhere is very alarming to them.
Well, I can understand that. And, you know, the whole question of is he a villain, is he a traitor, or is he a good guy and a hero for the little guy? I'm happy to know what's going on. And it takes your breath away when you realize the extent of the surveillance going on. This is a new world. And it's one that I think most Americans, particularly if you're older than 50, it's hard to imagine the ability to trawl through your documents and find out the minutiae of your life. And that I think takes all of our breath away. And it's hard to know whether this is good, bad. But I'm happy that we're having this discussion. And I think we need to figure out how do we restrain these spy agencies that can find out so much about us.
I think that's an important discussion to have, but the ramifications for our relations with the European countries in particular, those are larger issues. These are huge ramifications.
These are major international – I mean, he's really contributed to a major international incident. And not only, you know, between us and countries like Russia and Latin America, I mean, he's applied for asylum in over 20 countries, all of which at this point have not accepted him. But, you know, there were issues of whether, you know, he was on a Bolivian plane. On the president's plane in Bolivia. It was rerouted. The European countries refused to let that plane go through their airspace. So they rerouted it. It had to land in Vienna because it was going to run out of gas. And they searched the plane and found that he wasn't there. So, you know, these are really significant international issues that have been created because of his sharing of this information. But Joshua, I mean, there's something to be said for
we need a debate.
We need to know these things.
Internationally and nationally. What is it? What is fair? What is legal? And obviously that's, you know, China and America are at each other. And we know about that. We've accused China of all these bad things. But now we're discovering that this is a two-way street. And it's going to be very difficult to figure out what the right thing to do is.
Well, and we just are going to have to wait and see how much more information he has and who he leaks it to.
I think the story it will be continuing to develop. Well, thank you very much, Joshua Landis and Rebecca Cruz, as always, for your participation.
Great to be
thank
here.
You.